reading from the Gospel of Matthew. To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, "We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn." For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, "He is possessed by a demon." The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and they said, "Look, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." But wisdom is vindicated by her works. My friend Helen is a nurse. She specializes in mental health. And this year she reached retirement age. And as that time approached, she decided she wanted to spend 3 or 4 years as a nurse in India, where mental health is not exactly a prominent feature of the health system. And she traveled there only a few short weeks after retiring and is now settled at a hospital in a remote part of northern India. Her letters home are enlightening. Her life is untidy, even messy, and in her work, the language barrier makes things difficult. She faces power cuts, travel takes ages, getting simple everyday supplies for her work is complicated. Frustrations abound. But her letters are full of joy and delight. Today's ends, "I'm just so glad I came. I'm learning so much." Yes, if I know Helen, she does a lot of listening. Helen's the sort of person who will seek the goodness and the deep meaning in every situation. How different from the people whom Jesus is talking about in the reading. They grumble about John the Baptist for his austerity. They censure Jesus because he lives in the real world among ordinary people, including sinners. And in neither can they see a place for themselves. They don't seem to recognize that both John and Jesus are calling them to repent, to make a fundamental change in their relationship with God. And yet that call was there waiting for them, as it is here waiting for among us today. Have you read the speech that Pope Francis gave at the closing of the recent synod in Rome? I can't quote it all, but I'm sure you can find it easily. It's on the web at Radio Vatican. I think it is a most profound and moving presentation, and one that challenges all of us, encouraging, at times embracing, at times sharp. I love the Pope's comment, "Many commentators or people who talk have imagined they see a disputatious church." That reference to people who talk is telling, I think. And I like the clarity of his thinking in recognizing the tensions and temptations that Christians face as they set out on the journey to find God's will for us. He speaks of 5 different temptations. And they're all really ways of trying to fit the church's teaching into our own way of thinking. And I would suspect that all of us, including the bishops and cardinals in Rome, will find ourselves susceptible to one or more of those temptations. Check them out. Well, we are all a little like those people whom Jesus criticizes in today's reading. We want a faith that fits in our own comfortable pocket, a faith that we have perhaps grown up with and makes us resistant to change. But as the Holy Father speaks quite firmly to the bishops, "Now we have 1 year to mature with true spiritual discernment the proposed ideas. Isn't that exactly what John the Baptist was calling those people 2,000 years ago to do? And isn't it exactly what Jesus was speaking of when he said, "Wisdom is vindicated by her work"?